WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Coming in hot.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Fox's Beverly Pizza here in Chicago, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub in Chicago's Bridgeport and Beverly neighborhood, and Tullamore Dew, that fine Irish whiskey. Good.
Yes, sir.
My name's Paddy Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is the twin brother, Billy. Billy?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, and to the left of him, the greatest person in the world. Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay?
Well, thank you.
Boom!
We're in.
How's that for an open?
Sure.
Not bad. Christmas season is upon us. I'm feeling it. A little bluesy, a little up, a little down, but somehow this year it means more to me. Bill, how about yourself?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it's so hard, you know, on everybody. Like, I'm not totally yet in the Christmas spirit yet. I have to be honest with you.
Right.
You know why? You know why that is?
Why is that?
There's been no snow.
You know
what,
Clay? That's an excellent point. Excellent point.
Maybe as people are listening tonight, which would be Saturday night for them,
there'll be a magical snow.
No, well, we're on Saturday, and as we're speaking right now, people have probably experienced that we're supposed to get a lot of rain.
Rain don't count.
But it could potentially be turning into snow.
Yeah,
so on Sunday morning, maybe, I don't know, maybe we get a couple inches, I don't know. But coming.
What I was saying and getting back to is that this is a different Christmas this year, right? We've got COVID. It's been a hard year.
Yeah.
You know, people are going through some things, and it's somehow, you know, you see all these movies and you want a Christmas miracle to happen, right?
Right.
They've talked about some of these vaccines coming out in time. That could be a form of a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Why not? Try it.
You gonna get it?
Yeah, if it's a.
What about you?
Yeah.
What if you turn into a Ninja Turtle?
Holla on a Ninja Turtle. Michelangelo wouldn't be bad.
I'll take Donatello.
You got Krang breathing down your neck
I don't want to be Krang. That wouldn't be good for
Krang?
Me.
Krang's your enemy.
I thought that was Kane or something.
No, Krang was in charge of Shredder.
Oh.
Krang was the little brain.
Clay, I want to thank you for bringing the show right back to where it normally sits.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not getting all serious.
So Krang would be kind of like, I guess, what some people would maybe say, the Chinese government?
Yes.
Okay.
They're the Krang of the
They're the Krang of COVID.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a vaccine. It's going to be coming out. Women express it. But there's just one caveat. There's a 50-50 chance you could turn into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I'm going to bring out
Krang. But that's not too bad. They did okay for themselves.
Krang's going to say a few words. He's a floating brain in a glass tube.
No, it wouldn't be too bad. You'd get to eat pizza and fight evil.
I would love it.
Yeah. You'll get to eat pizza, fight evil, work with the United States Marine Corps. It's not a bad deal. It's going to be great. We're going to send you over to Russia. Putin has no Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Splinter's not involved.
No, not at all.
What's new in your world, man?
Well, I put the Christmas tree up.
Yeah, so did we. Yeah, we did too. It's fake.
I got a real one.
Ooh.
I went to.
Does it smell good?
I went to Menards to get it.
Hey.
Hashtag Menards.
Yeah.
At Menards.
At Menards. Remember that guy, Clay?
Oh, yeah. White hair.
Yeah.
He passed away recently, I believe.
He did a couple years back.
20 years ago.
Only at Menards.
The Menards guy.
Him and Bob Roman owned television in Chicago.
And Empire.
Those were like the... And Geraci. I mean, there's your lineup for GN Saturday afternoon. You know?
Hashtag all those guys. I'd love to have them become sponsors.
That's the GN Mafia.
That is the WGN advertising time mafia. Absolutely. I'll tell you, some account executive somewhere got very, very wealthy off of those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
sure he did.
Merry Christmas to him. I did put up the Christmas tree. I did it with my son, Mike. We bought it at Menards. I went to Menards. $50, not a bet. It's a nice tree.
Did you cut it?
Did
shape it?
They cut it there.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't like having to do was I tied it to the roof of the car myself.
Did they put it through that net thing?
They did.
Did you do it or they did it?
They do the net thing. And then they're like, okay. I'm like, does somebody help me get this to the car or what?
That net thing is a new thing, isn't it? Or they've been doing that since 1925.
I didn't remember the net when I was a kid.
I've never saw the net either.
It's maybe the last decade.
That's for the net.
Folks, we're talking about the body stocking that comes on top of your Christmas tree now if you buy a real one.
What'd you call it?
A body stocking?
Is that what it's called?
It looks like that.
A body stocking.
Right.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, the
why
tree has body stockings
why
now?
Wouldn't it be a tree stocking?
I only buy my trees at places that have body stockings on them. It's very important.
I don't know why they wouldn't call it a tree stocking. It probably is called a tree stocking.
Well, whatever it is, I didn't think of it, and I should have.
No, they put the body stocking on for the tree for me,
yep.
And then they put it in a shopping cart for you, and I was like, oh, so I have to take, and they, when I was at the checkout,
uh-huh.
I was like, how am I supposed to get this on top of my car? And they're like, oh, there's a ball of twine over there and a scissors.
Rope it.
So you just kind of had to make a, yeah, that's what I did. I had to rope the thing down myself. That took me another 15 minutes, 20
then
minutes.
Then you drive home with, you know, a tight butt.
Well, I accidentally did this.
Yeah, like.
After I roped it, I figured out that I accidentally, I roped my doors shut.
So you had to get in through the window?
I had to get in through the window.
Oh, man, I would have paid to watch
Dukes
that.
Dukes of Hazzard style?
I was like, am I going to go back in the store right now and say, hey, I'm a dunce and I roped my doors shut. I need a scissors back and I need to cut all twine. I was like, you know what? Menards is only 10 minutes from my house. I just Dukes of Hazzard did it and just jumped in through the window. And I saw a guy kind of looking at me while I was doing it. I was like, I roped myself in, you know?
I roped myself in.
The guy was like,
okay. Another idiot.
Yeah.
COVID idiot.
Okay, moron.
And he tipped his cowboy hat to you?
He's a COVID idiot.
He did tip his cowboy hat to me. He said, I know how that is. I'm going home to have some chili. You know, it's cold out here.
I'm going home to rope myself.
Yeah, I'm going home to rope myself. And then I'm getting the COVID vaccine because I hear you could become a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. I'm done being a cowboy.
Done being a human.
Anyway, I went home. I'm done being human. I'm just done. I'm done being a human. Had it. Sucks.
Yeah.
It does have its ups and downs, doesn't it?
That's the motto for 2020 right there.
Right. Are you guys sick of being human?
Yeah.
Anyone get ready for this COVID vaccine,
anybody want to be a dref? I can make that happen.
Right. Yeah, you want the, okay, you want me to release the vaccine early? There's a 75% half of you are going to become giraffes. Is that what you want?
Being a giraffe would be better than being human right now. I'm this lockdown.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Have you guys eaten anything tasty in the last 24?
I had Salisbury steak for dinner. We're talking.
You know what's really good?
What's that?
The Hungry Man. Shout out Hungry Man.
Oh, hashtag Hungry Man Dinners.
The Hungry Man Salisbury Steak. Microwave dinner.
Clay, for about 12. I see that you're wearing a throwback Chicago's Loop classic rock t-shirt.
Yes, I am.
That is a beautiful t-shirt.
You like that?
I do like that. I actually almost bought a framed t-shirt like that. I was on Offer Up.
Why was it framed?
Because it was autographed by Jonathan Brandmeier.
Oh,
Johnny B.
Johnny B is a hero of mine. I did listen to a lot of Johnny B growing up. And that shirt, Clay, is iconic.
Yeah, it is.
It does remind me of Jonathan
Brandmeier.
I couldn't
find the 103.5 The Blaze t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was my station.
Right. All I want for Christmas is a 103.5 The Blaze t-shirt.
That's it.
All I want.
That's a stocking stuffer.
It is a stocking stuffer. You know what else is a stocking stuffer?
Piles of oatmeal.
That's right. McCann's Irish oatmeal.
It's loose the great oatmeal.
Yes. If you're going to get in the Christmas spirit, throw oatmeal at it. You know? More specifically, McCann's.
Yep.
This show is presented to you by it. More silliness after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Turtles in a half shell, turtle power.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Turtles in a half shell, turtle power.
That brings me right back to my couch.
Doesn't it?
School, you know?
Yeah. This actually might have been a WGN cartoon at one time. I wonder who's... Mike, who did the score for Teenage Mutant Ninja? Who is that? Who is this fine composer? Who?
He said the score. I think it's more of a theme song than a score.
Jay Hammond. Jay Hammond?
Jay Hammond. Who's Jay Hammond? Jan Hammer.
Oh, Jan Hammer. Jay Hammond. Why not Jay Hammond? We'll bring him into the mix. Thank you, Jay.
I'm looking at Mike's handwriting. I thought it said Jay Hammond.
Oh, Jan.
It's Jan Hammer.
If you dig deep in the internet, you'll find plenty of Jan.
You will.
Jay Hammond. Or Jan Hammer. You do the math.
Welcome back, folks. Second quarter of the program. Yes. Before the break, all silliness, we did obviously mention Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We've talked about maybe there's a COVID vaccine that's going to be coming out. Maybe a 50-50 shot, you turn into one of them. we're talking a little bit about Christmas and getting in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, Right.
I did come across this story on Too Much Zuck, though.
Oh, what?
And it made me think of Doug, the White House alien.
Ooh.
Here it is. Ex-Israeli space official. All right.
Oh boy, here we go.
He says, aliens, Galactic Federation, real, and hiding till we're ready. The guy who used to run Israel's space security program is sounding the alarm, claiming aliens are real and they're secretly working with our governments and biding their time. Haim Eshed reportedly told the
Israelis. Did you pronounce that correctly?
Haim.
Okay.
What did I say? Haim!
Haim?
Haim.
Haim Eshed.
It's Haim.
Haim Eshed.
Haim Eshed reportedly told the Israeli publication. Oh, here we go again. We're not going to even attempt that. It's an Israeli publication, folks.
Yes.
That he can confirm the existence of aliens because he claims they've been among us for a damn long time, he's quoted.
Wow.
He even says they have their own organization called the Galactic Federation. Not only that, but Eshed, who worked for the Israeli government from 1981 to 2010, also alleges that President Trump was about to blow the lid off the whole thing recently, but that he was convinced to shut his trap because most humans weren't ready for the truth yet. Oh, they're just not ready yet. The 87-year-old reportedly said, there's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers.
Oh.
So, do they come in peace is the big question, right?
Well, did they have the COVID vaccine? Is that what we're about to find out?
Who knows, maybe.
Did you get any, is there any comment from his acid dealer?
There is not. Mr. Hashim, who's your acid dealer? One more outlandish claim. What did I say, Mr. Asim? Eshed is his name.
Shed.
Mr. Asim Eshed.
You
Asim
like Jan
Eshed.
Hammer?
Hey. You like Jan Hammer? You like Miami Vice? Eshed Asim? Eshed said there's an underground space base on Mars. Right,
underground space base.
Thank you, Mr. Vetter. Right now, where man and alien are working side by side for the betterment of the Federation.
There's an awesome gym there, too. They're playing hoops.
There absolutely is an amazing gym. It's like the Birdo Center on steroids.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks exactly like the Birdo Center.
It actually, yes.
This place looks like the Birdo Center where Jordan and Pippen used to work out. I love this. This is great. This is very good.
It's very nice in here.
Right, yeah. It's nice.
Okay, so why is Mr. Eshed going public? Well,
he's about to die.
Much like comedy, Eshed says it's all about timing, noting that if he had brought this up 5 years ago, he would have been written off as nuts.
Okay. Hmm. That's what's going to happen now.
By the way, plenty of people are still going with that take, insinuating the dude's not all there. So there's plenty of people saying this guy's nuts.
Yep.
Conspiracy theorists, on the other hand, are pointing to Trump's fascination with ramping up the Space Force as evidence Eshed's onto something, and don't get us cited with all the UFO sightings we've had over the the years.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Obama, former President Obama.
I've heard of him.
You have?
Yeah, I've heard of him too.
He recently gave an interview on CBS with Stephen Colbert, where Colbert actually asked him about the aliens.
And he said he couldn't. He said
he couldn't talk about it. Said he's keeping a secret. So many people are pointing to that interview, saying that Obama all but confirmed the existence of aliens himself, but was not as loose-lipped as Mr. Haim Eshed.
Well, what are you gonna do when you can get confronted with one?
You can't tell people during COVID, though, by the way, there's aliens.
I don't think people would care at this point. They'd be like, fine, whatever.
They might be.
Like, is he going to take my job?
Yes, there are aliens, and yes, you can purchase one if you're interested.
They're going to take all of our jobs.
They might, you know. Maybe we swap jobs, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
Half
of you guys are going to have to go to Mars now, and we're bringing half of those other people in because the aliens work for $8.95 an hour.
If they can provide the transportation, because it probably takes them 10 minutes to get to Mars, where it takes us, it's going to take us a long time, 6 months.
Right. A couple hundred light years, you know?
I hope they don't dig into my online reputation, because that's what I was doing last night about 4 a.m.
Googling yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we've said good. You're never supposed to do that about yourself.
I know, but I was curious.
I know, people, you got too much time on your hands due to COVID. You're like, I wonder what people know about
And there
me.
Was nothing bad. There was actually, there was a site that has just like all my info, like my age, my name, my address, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My mom's name, my sister, my brother, like, you know, everybody.
Right. Yeah. So it's like instant checkmate or something like that, right?
It's called My Life. It's like reputation,
okay.
Provider.
Hashtag MyLife.com.
So I went in and I wrote my own thing.
Read this?
Yeah,
okay, you wrote a bio for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, you go to mylife.com, Clayton O'Brien 40, a.k.a. Clayton T. O'Brien.
Okay, that's Clayton Thomas, folks. He has a 3.84 reputational score. Mm. I don't know how they calculate the score.
That's out of five.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a B plus.
Sure.
Maybe not. It's a B. It's a B. Okay, here it is. Summary. Clayton O'Brien is 40 years old and was born on the moon. Very good. Previous cities of residence include none of his business and a dumpy apartment in Santa Monica, California. Clayton also refers to as Mr. Marvelous and perhaps a couple of other names, including Dopey and Stevie Sugar Tree. Clayton's personal network of family, friends, associates, and neighbors include Jesus and Satan and everyone in between. He loves you, but is not in love with you. Sorry. Oh, that is beautiful. I love that, Clay.
So when people try and dig on me, that's what they're going to see.
Well, they know you have a sense of humor, at least.
They do.
Do you go into chat rooms and ever read the forums?
Never. No.
I've gotten into that lately. That's weird, too. I'm not a comment guy, but I like to read the conversation.
It can get scary.
Yeah. Are you a comment guy on Threads? Ever get on? You just ever get bored and go on Threads and just troll?
You a thread guy?
You a thread guy? I love to troll. What's your handle? I have a crazy handle.
Disgusting. For some reason.
Doug, what do you think my new handle should be? Why don't you make it Alien Boy?
Let me see your handle.
Let me see. What's your handle? Let me see your handle. Yeah, there's people on Mars. They have great handles. Amazing internet handles. That's how they started all this
stuff. Yeah, man, what's the internet like on Mars?
Really? Is that the noise? That's Zuckerberg farted right there.
That's Zuckerberg's last fart.
It is. Zuckerberg, your farts sound like moon lasers.
I'm writing a Shakespearean play called Zuckerberg's Last Fart.
Zuckerberg's Last Fart. This year at the Tonys, Zuckerberg's Last Fart.
Right.
Starring. I don't know.
Starring Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
And the winner for Best Original Musical is Zuckerberg's Fart. Starring who?
Gary Oldman and...
Starring Gary Oldman and the new hottest actor on Broadway, Have you seen Zuckerberg's Fart with in it?
Is a Korean superstar.
Is a Korean superstar and a damn fine singer. Thank you, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. We'll throw those boys from BTK in there.
Sure. Sell as many tickets as possible.
Yeah.
Would you say those boys from BTK?
What are they called?
The boy band, right?
That's what they're called. Okay.
Yeah.
It's better than...
I thought you were referring to the serial killer, BTK.
No, not Dennis, what's his face?
Clay, were you about to say the better than Ezra?
No, I was going to try and come up with something for BTK.
Oh.
Better than Kids on the Block. I suppose that works.
Yeah.
All right, Mario Lopez. You know who he is?
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah, I got this today. We got to give the shout-out to our good buddy who pointed this out.
We did.
Slater.
I was about to say hashtag. Hashtag Brian Murky.
I don't know if Murky has a hashtag. But
no,
there it
he
is,
doesn't.
Brian.
But Brian Murky did
Everyone
send me
has
this.
A hashtag.
One of our loyal listeners and pals. There's a new Lifetime movie coming out with Mario Lopez. Now,
there
is a Saved by the Bell reboot that's out as well right now. It's coming back. I'm starting to see ads for that.
Okay.
Bill, your pal Mark and Paul Gosselaar is in it.
Gosselaar.
Thank you. Mark Paul Gosselaar.
That's the French pronunciation.
It is. That's right. It is French. Mario Lopez has another movie coming out where he will play the infamous Colonel Sanders.
Yes. Okay.
Come on.
Have you heard about this?
I know all about this.
In a romantic Lifetime movie about the rise of a Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is nuts.
It's a commercial for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Absolutely.
No, that's really what it is.
I know, I get it.
But it's like an hour long.
But it's like, I don't know if it's... Lifetime's famous for these sappy kind of Christmas movies as well. But the poster of the film...
It's over the top.
Look at Lopez dressed as Sanders. He's like a very hunky Sanders.
Oh, yeah,
he's a hunky Sanders. He's finger-licking good, man.
Ooh, you're finger-licking good.
I like my chicken hunky.
Yeah, I do. Everybody likes their chicken hunky. There's the poster. Okay, the poster of the film promises a sexy finger-licking good time with the tagline, "We all have our secrets. His just happens to be a recipe for seduction."
Ooh, Slater.
Look at the shirt that the colonel's got on. He's showing off his guns.
What's in the background there? Is that Kentucky?
That must be Kentucky. That's Mitch McConnell's house in the background. Wow. Here it is. The description of the trailer reads, "Presented by KFC and Lifetime. As the holidays draw near, a young heiress contends with the affections of a suitor handpicked by her mother. when the handsome chef Harlan Sanders arrives with his secret fried chicken recipe and a dream, he sets in motion a series of events that unravels the mother's devious plans. Wow.
Isn't that something?
Will our plucky heiress escape to her wintry happily ever after with Harlan at her side? Or will she cave to the demands of family and duty? You know? You must marry the man I picked from you. No, I'm in love with Harlan Sanders. I can't.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow. Well, check that out. That's coming out on Lifetime.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, we all got a lot of time on our hands. That's probably why they figure they could make a buck. Nobody ever would really watch this, but the fact that they know
they're going to watch it, Bill.
You know what my advice is to you?
What's that, Clay?
TV writers.
Oh.
Write the most ridiculous thing you could think of and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah, we should write a ridiculous story about the founder of Popeyes.
Get Popeye's permission.
Well, that's kind of just imitating off of what the KFC.
We'll get Popeyes and Gosselier to rival.
We'll get Gosselier to play the founder of Popeyes, and it's just like ridiculously funny.
Oh,
he's like Rambo.
Thank you.
Rambo.
He's just walking.
He's throwing grenades everywhere.
He's walking into convenience stores and slapping people in the face.
He's a real jerk.
He's part Rambo, part Steven Seagal.
Okay. Seagal.
He's part Rambo, part Steven Seagal.
Al Copeland was the founder of Popeyes. So yeah, there you go.
I love that Steven Seagal. You
know? Right. I love that his name's Al.
Yeah. Oh,
you can be a heart. You know, hey Al, where's the chicken? You know, Gosselier is just karate chopping you.
Al, you got the colonel on your neck.
So wait, you just said you wanted Gosselier to play Al. You want him to maybe know karate.
Al's the founder of Popeyes.
Okay, but we don't even know. We understand who Harlan Sanders was. Although Harlan Sanders, that's not the real story of Harlan Sanders. So you're right. We could just make Popeyes.
Yeah, we make him like a mob tough guy. And he's just, you know.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, great. Yeah,
America.
I know. I'm aware you can do whatever
this
you want.
This is America.
Right. It is America.
Doug, would you be so kind to please pass the chips? I want to watch the Harlan Sanders movie with Lopez, don't you?
See, Doug the White, we joke
about Doug the White House alien.
That could be a real thing.
What if it is a real thing, right?
It possibly is.
I mean, who knows at this point? I would love, do you think there's a book of secrets that the president has?
Oh, there's a book of secrets.
Like, there's a book of secrets.
It says book of secrets on the front of it.
Right.
Okay, where's the book of secrets? Where is it?
It's 8 pages of loose leaf.
Right. Long-handed loose-leaf paper.
Well,
right.
I mean, it's all crumpled up.
I mean, come on. You guys have seen terrible. National Treasure. Book of Secrets.
With Cage?
Yes. Yeah, it's got Cage in it.
I've never seen it.
I wonder what Cage is doing for Christmas.
I gave up on Cage after, the prison one.
Oh, that was
The Rock?
The Rock, yeah. Oh. That was my last Cage adventure.
Okay.
When was your last Cage
adventure? How's your holiday season? Watching any Nicolas Cage films? When was your last Cage adventure?
Don't be so depressed. It's only COVID.
Don't be shy.
Right, don't be shy. Tell me about your last Cage adventure. Were you in bed alone?
What was it? Was it the weatherman? Was it 8mm? Was it leaving Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Raising Arizona?
Well, excellent. Glad we got
Everyone
that out.
Everyone should have a Cage night.
Everyone should have a Cage night. Why not? It's nice to see where this show is going. I did something interesting, guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay. I signed up to be...
For karate?
No.
I'm thinking about doing that.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, before I get to that, you're right, Clay. I have been thinking about that kind of stuff. I'm still doing the shirtless workouts.
Yeah, do it.
I was doing those last week, and now I went to GNC.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Hashtag GNC.
Ooh. Now you're snorting creatine?
That's when you know things are getting real.
Yep.
All right? Like, I have never in my life been this excited about working out. Ever.
Okay? Good. I'm happy for you.
I used to not like walking very far.
Right.
You know? I was the guy who, if he lived a block from the Jewel, he drove.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Go full Van Damme. Go nuts.
I am absolutely in full Van Damme. I'm not quite as flexible as Van Damme.
You will be.
That's a New Year's resolution, right?
To stretch your legs?
Right. I want to be as flexible. Honey, I'm working on the Van Damme in the basement.
You'll never be as flexible as Van Damme. He's bionic.
He is.
You'll never be as flexible as Van Damme. None of you will be.
No one's turning into Frank Dukes overnight, you know?
Trump's parting words.
Right. I will leave the office, Mr. Biden, but you'll never be as flexible as Van Damme. Never. You loser. I'll give you my Bloodsport DVD before I leave.
Take it out of the player. Yeah,
please take it out of the player.
Eject.
Hit eject for me. Actually, keep it. I have a couple hundred copies. If you ever get a brain about you, watch it.
I went to GNC. I have been doing the shirtless workout in the basement still.
Yeah. How do you decide what powders to buy?
Well, that's exact. I couldn't. I didn't know what I was doing. I went to the GNC over here on Narragansett in the Brickyard here in Chicago.
Hey, God bless.
Yeah, at the Brickyard. GNC at the Brickyard. Uh-huh. And I went over there, and I went in. Two young girls working there, right?
Yeah.
One of them's kind of ripped up. Little Hispanic girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi, I've never worked out before, and I want to get ripped.
Hi, reek like cigarettes.
Right. Hi, I just finished a cigarette before I came in. I've been dreaming of becoming Van Damme. Where are the potions?
Give me the muscle powder.
Right, where's the potions for it? Where's the Van Damme potion?
Where's the stretching liquids?
Right. Yes. Point me to the stretching liquids, please. Yeah. Anyway, I went in looking for some. Yeah, I wanted to get some creatine. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's powder.
It's powder. It
tastes like crap.
Oh, it does taste horrible.
It's like drinking sand.
It is. It's muscle powder.
Do you do? You dump it in a glass of water? What flavor did you get? Lime?
No flavored. Oh. This is just called raw, creatine raw or whatever.
You can get that at CVS. Don't waste your money.
What are you
GNC.
Doing?
I didn't know.
Get whey protein, that stuff?
Right. Yeah. I didn't get the whey, but I got this
Get the whey, too.
It's get the whey.
This is.
Pretty soon you'll be buying steroids from Thailand.
No, I don't want to do that yet. Only if they're endorsed by Van Damme, I will.
To have his picture on him.
Absolutely. Van Damroids. I went in and I did say that. I was like, yeah, I just started working out. You know, here's what I weigh. You know, she's like, what are you trying to do? You know?
Uh-huh.
And I told her that I wanted to look like Channing Tatum.
I want to be able to, did you really?
Yeah, I was like, I want to be like Channing Tatum.
I want to be able to kick a tree
down. They laughed their heads off, you know? Yeah, I'm kind of flirting with them and having fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I want to be hot and ripped, and I want to put on like 20 pounds of muscle and just be shredded. I've never been like that my entire life.
Yeah.
I was like, I owe it to myself at
to
one time.
To be a bodybuilder.
Not to be a bodybuilder.
No, be a bodybuilder.
No, that's not
get greasy.
Thing. Yeah, get greasy, be a bodybuilder.
Lumpy and greasy.
I did feel like I owe it to myself. I'm like, I have some time on my hands because it's COVID, right? I've been working out, trying to change things about myself.
Yes.
So I was like, I quit drinking, you know, coming up almost on a year now.
God bless you.
So I was like, I think now's the time. I've sat around long enough. Like, I should try to get into the best shape of my life. I've never, ever really worked at this or been a student of my body, per se.
Student of my body.
Wow.
Be a student of my body.
Be a student of my body.
That's a good pickup line.
That's weird. That's what I said when I walked into GNC. Be a student of my body. Hi, I'm hoping to look like Channing Tatum, girls.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Can you show me where the muscle powder is?
Potions and lotions.
And yes, and the potions and lotions. And everything in between. I want
you want me to take my shirt off?
Right. Check these out. I have small nipples.
You want to see my progress?
Right. I've been tanning. Don't be too shy.
Call me Tanning Chatham.
Right. Call me Tanning Chatham.
Tanning.
I don't want to be Channing Tatum. I want to be Tanning Chatham. What? That's a tongue twister.
Oh, yes.
Say Channing Tatum and then say Tanning Chatham as fast as you can, Doug.
Everybody.
I bet you can't do it.
So, yeah, the girls put me in the right direction. I was like, I've never worked out before. She's like, okay, well, you weigh this. You need
drink
to take
this crap. Here you go.
Here's a big
80
bucket.
Bucks.
It was like $55 for like this jar of like protein mix.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, how much is this? She's like $50. You know, I was like,
Well, by the way, you'll go through this in 2 weeks, then you'll be back here for
another was like, I said, how long is that a supply for? I thought it was like going to be like a couple months. She's like, oh, that's about 10 days. And I was like, 10 days?
Yeah, eating healthy and getting in shape is
expensive.
You got
to take 17 scoops a day.
I make a smoothie every morning, right?
Ooh,
my wife got me hooked on that kind of.
Yeah, nice.
It's a nice way to start your day with fresh fruit and, like, it's healthy kind of clean living.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I started adding this powder to it. It's like strawberry banana. And the shake is, I can slam these shakes. They're delicious. And then I'm, like, not hungry for hours.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like the equivalent of eating like 7 chicken breasts if you're trying to become, you know, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you should do that too.
You need all this protein. And it's got creatine in it. And then she sold me another thing of creatine. So I've been doing that and then doing the shirtless workouts in the basement. Like, you know, I don't listen to any music though. I haven't gotten to that point.
You got
to
put some music
in. No, it's like prison working.
You
got
to listen to that song, you know, I sent you.
No, yeah, maybe. So that's been, before I got to that point.
Still smoking throughout all this?
Yeah, unfortunately, right? Isn't that disgusting? You
yeah, but you'll
like
quit.
You work out, but they are starting to disgust me a little bit, right? I can only get through a couple.
That's the thing. You'll get, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
You will yeah. get disgusted by them quickly.
Yeah.
The more you work out, the more disgusting they become.
Right. I took a couple, yeah, you're right, Clay, because now I'll have like a half a cigarette and be like, ugh, I'm grossed out by it. I'm done.
I remember like the first time I really, really quit smoking.
Yeah. Right.
I was running around the block. And I ran around the block like 4 or 5 times, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, right. Like
really, like, I was shocked.
Well, you're right, Clay, because I've been taking the supplements for a couple, you know, like for 3 days or 4 days. And like after the second day of taking them, when I went into the workout again, I was like, oh, I know what they're talking about. I can actually feel it working. Like,
yeah.
I have a lot more wind and gas all of a sudden. I could do way more reps than I had been doing before. And it doesn't happen until about halfway into the workout where you get this boost, you know, where I used to kind of crash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, holy smokes, like this stuff actually does work, you know. And I've never had a pump before the way that Arnold talks about. And then all of a sudden I get the like the pump or the endorphins start kicking on and you can go longer. And I was like, this is crazy, you know. I feel myself getting healthier, you know.
Did you watch Pumping Iron before to think to inspire
you?
Did you watch Pumping Iron this week?
No, I haven't watched it in a while, but maybe I will. Well, I got to throw that on.
It's a great movie, actually.
It is. But getting back to, you know, what I said at the top of the segment was, I signed up to do something. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've, you know, I'm going to be real honest. You know, I've been going through some things and some personal issues at home, and
yes.
It's been kind of a blue COVID, right? I've been out of work, and I've had some other, you know, had some other things go wrong for me. So I'm not going to lie to say that it's been hard. Right.
Yeah.
And I've had little bits of bouts of depression and, you know, it hurts. And, you know, you might have some spats with your wife or, you know, the kids are at home from school. And I know that I'm not the only guy going through this.
No.
At all.
It's right. COVID related.
It's all, a lot of it is COVID related. But if you had any stressors in your life pre-COVID, it just added on to that. Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you deal with that. You kind of go through it. And that's why now that Christmas is coming around. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting a little, you know, melancholy and kind of meditating a little bit on what the holiday is all about, right? And I was thinking about the film that I wrote and directed years ago, right? Tapioca.
Yep.
There's a great scene in that movie. Well, I shouldn't say it's great. That's subjective, right? But there's a scene that I always enjoyed in the movie that where St. Peter says of the main character in the film. St. Peter, played by the late, great Jack McCabe.
Yes.
Who just recently passed. Maybe it was him, you know, talking to me. It's, you know, somewhere of why this thought came to me.
Yep.
But the part of the movie is St. Peter says to the main character, who's down on his luck, he says, start thinking about saving somebody else's ass, and you might just save your own, right?
Yep.
And that hit me, you know?
Yep.
And it's a parable, and I wrote the parable, and I had forgotten about it, and it hit me hard, and I had been feeling called to do something to help people.
Yes.
Right. So I went on the online, and I started looking like, you know, homeless shelters to volunteer at or something like that, and I came across the Salvation Army. Right. Come be a bell ringer.
Nice.
All right. So I signed up to be a Salvation Army bell ringer during the holiday season.
Great.
Where do you gotta go?
I'm just going to do it at the Jewel in River Forest right by my house.
Nice.
Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1, right?
Oh, nice.
And I thought, you know, I want to help people this year. I want to get out there. I want to feel Christmas, right? So I signed up to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Do you get to wear a uniform?
Yeah, they're going to give me the bell and the apron and all that, and I'm excited about it, you know.
Dress like a general.
But I'm also emotional about it, and I was like, hey, if I want to get out of this rut, you know, I got to start helping other people.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
So I want our listeners to do that this Christmas. So I have a little song here. I want to play it for you, and we'll be back.
See, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate.
the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue. Only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, folks. Hooli's Hooli, fourth quarter of the program. The sentimental part of the show is over. A little emotional breakdown there. I'm telling you, folks, though, if you want to really give yourself a good Christmas, especially during COVID, help people. Do something outside of yourself. Get out there and try to help people, because it's hard for everybody. And if you're ever going to be doing that at any time in your life, now's the time to go and try to change and put a little magic into somebody else's heart this Christmas.
Sure.
Speaking of which, our good friend Rich Pulvis, right?
Yeah.
Chubbs.
Yep.
Sent me a note. His annual Toys for Tots Christmas with a Cause fundraiser 2020, right?
Right.
Well, it's been hampered for its plans for its annual fundraiser. Although the Christmas for a Cause kickoff party is canceled. All right.
Yeah.
I'm reading this. We're not going to give up on giving. With your help, we can still provide toys to the children's hospitals and also those families impacted by the virus before our four convenient drop-off locations for new unwrapped toys, folks. And this is targeted mostly towards our western suburb area friends.
Mm-hmm. Right. This was a big party that would happen every year at McGaffer's, usually the first weekend of December.
Right, McGaffer's.
The first or second weekend of December, McGaffer's on Roosevelt Road there. It was incredible. I've gone numerous times, and every time I've gone, I mean, you're talking about 300 or 400 people, maybe even walking through the doors there all afternoon.
Yeah, it's a big, great fundraiser, and it's been put on by our friend Rich Chubbs Pulfus. And so it's between December 3rd and December 20th. Okay, these are the drop-off dates. You can go to Brighton Clean Cleaners at 7222 Madison Street in River Forest. All right, you can go to O'Sullivan's Public House. I used to attend bar there, right?
Yep.
In Forest Park at 7244 Madison. You can go to Tipster's Village Pub, the Village Pub in Riverside.
Great spot. Nice.
That's at 8839 Cermak Road. Or you can go to the American Legion Post at 415, American Legion Post 415 in Forest Park. That's at 500 Circle.
Yeah.
The Christmas with a Cause will benefit the following charities: Shriners Hospital for Children, Heinz Fisher House, Edward Heinz Jr. VA Hospital, Loyola Burn Unit for Children, Ronald McDonald House at Heinz Hospital, Ambrose Foundation for Suicide Prevention, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Riverside Brookfield High School Best Buddies Program, Forest Park Community Center for Seniors, the Hinsdale Humane Society, and Kiwanis Club of Forest Park. If you want to send a check, you can do that too. And they can make it out. You can make it out to the charity of your choice below, or the ones that I just listed here.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions or donations, you can call Chubbs at 708-692-3524. So 708-692-3524. 3524. So, folks, if you don't have the time to be a bell ringer, like I'm going to go do, you can go to figure that out if you go to SalvationArmy.com and look that up. They make that really easy to do for you, actually.
Yeah.
I was surprised. It's just like, okay, here are the locations near you where we do it. Click in. You kind of book a time slot for yourself, and then an automated email gets sent to you, and it says, okay, show up, and when you show up, ask for this guy. And he'll give you the stuff, and you can get bell ringing.
God bless.
But if you don't have the time to do that, give Chubbs a call and, write a check or, drop off a toy and figure out how to do it. Again, you can call Rich at 708-692-3524.
Will you be receiving a discount at the Salvation Army now?
I wonder, man, because you guys know that I love Goodwill, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I ask for that, you know? Hey, free stuff?
I just bought a
forever?
I bought a pair of green pants, Kelly green pants at Salvation Army like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
There's a drop store.
Were you in the market for Kelly green pants?
No,
getting
just
ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Like I was like, I've never had a pair of pants like this
before. You know,
before.
What do I do today? I've never had a pair of Kelly green pants.
I walked into Salvation Army and there's one up on like pretty much Grand and Mannheim in Franklin Park, and I have two accounts right in that area. So I finished my day at work, and I was like, I'm going to go check out the Salvation Army. I've never been in this one. And it was, boy, oh, boy, was it a nice one, a big one. And I walked in, I just saw these pants, and I was like,
I got to have them.
Mine. They're mine. I couldn't even figure out, like, I put them up to my waist. I was like, do you think they'd fit? Because you can't try anything on, and you couldn't even see, like,
size
they were.
It was a
gamble, and when I turned on, when I got home, I put them on, and it was love.
Well, you can wear them. Yeah.
You've been lucking out lately.
Yeah, so, I had the Van Halen song in my head, when I put them on.
This is love, that one.
That I'm feeling. No, that's not
Halen. David Coverdale.
That's David Coverdale, yeah.
Is this love that I'm feeling? Tell me well.
Yeah.
That love.
Yeah, that's a jam. We're not going to play him tonight, though.
Maybe we'll play him later. I wonder if the Bears were singing that in their locker room if they're in the most recent loss.
I didn't even watch.
I didn't watch either. I had almost forgotten that they were on TV on Sunday. Yeah. That's how disconnected I've become of the Bears, especially during COVID with all the stress-related crap that we've all had to deal with. The demise of the Bears this year just doesn't seem that big to me. Although it's disappointing that they're terrible, right?
It's not surprising.
There's been some talk that Nagy's probably done and some front office moves are going to be made. I've even heard that Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern is being tossed around as being a potential replacement for Nagy.
They need. It's not just Nagy and Pace. It's Ted Phillips has got to go. McCaskey needs to put himself in a situation where he hires a real football person to be the head of that organization. Like, he needs to step down. And
but you know what? Stop for a minute.
Look, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1985. Okay,
yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
Come on, 35 years? This is a longer drought than when the Bears had won it in 63 to go to 85. It's like, come on, this is bad.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone, fire everybody.
You have to. You've got to totally dismantle everything and build it back up.
We were so close that one year, and then Peyton Manning squashed us, you know, completely.
That's when I gave up on the Bears.
I never gave up on them, but I've kind of – we've been crappy for so long that I do not expect us to be good anymore. You know,
sure. But I do expect the White Sox to be good this year.
Oh man, they're making some moves.
Oh yeah,
they brought in Lance Lynn from the Texas Rangers on a big trade. They gave away Dane Dunning, who I think is going to be a stud down the road.
Right.
If he gets his control issues in check. But yeah, you know, they took a 1-year deal. They get this guy Lynn to see what he can do. I mean, that if that doesn't tell you, and then. I know everyone's upset about the Adam Eaton signing, including myself. I was like, "Ah,
why? Yeah, why is that? Eaton was a quality player when we had him. We gave him
up. He's been known to be a little bit of a clubhouse cancer and kind of an arrogant type of guy. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of rah rah too sometimes. He's got, you know, that Rudy Rudiger type attitude where it gets kind of annoying to some of the other professional players, but." The guy performs. I mean,
he won a World Series
with the Nationals, had a great year. He had a decent year last year. We'll see. We're not going to get the Adam Eaton 4 years ago, I don't think, speed-wise, but we're going to get a guy that can play
defense. You might get a motivator in that clubhouse that can maybe do some of the harder lifting for La Russa.
Well,
okay? Like,
could be.
You know, Tony's an old guy. He might need a solid veteran that can, you know, really kind of inspire these guys and kick them in the ass a little bit to make them perform.
I don't think they need to be kicked in the ass. I just think you just need, like, it's that kind of a mentality, like, you know, take no prisoners type deal. And Adam Eaton plays that kind of baseball, so he's back.
And then
the
late great Dick Allen died.
That's right. The late great Dick Allen from the Chicago White Sox in the late 70s.
Yeah, legend.
Famous, obviously, for that MVP season he had with the White Sox. I'm going to look it up right now because I think it was 1973 that he did that. But what a career. And what, you know, he went through a lot of crap, you know, with all the racism that existed early on in the days of baseball. He later on used to say that he played kind of angry during his baseball period because of that. But, boy, he put out some incredible numbers.
Yeah.
He's also a member of the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame. Obviously, yep. He's not in Cooperstown yet, but I think he's going to make it in posthumously. He used a 40-ounce bat.
That's a
big heavy bat.
Wow.
Obviously, he smoked in the dugout. You know, he had kind of a rebel outsider attitude. And truly, if there was ever a player in the history of the White Sox that captured the ethos of the working class South Side kind of Sox fan, I think Dick Allen was it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That iconic Sports Illustrated poster of him smoking and juggling the baseballs is, mm-hmm. you know, a thing of legend, and obviously something that many people here in Chicago have up in their basement that are old school White Sox fans.
Yeah.
So my condolences to the Dick Allen family. He was also a singer later in his career. Isn't that wild?
Oh, yeah.
It is wild.
Anyway.
Never too late to sing, boys. Yeah.
It's never too late to sing. In fact, I love singing.
And it's never too late, you know, we were...
it's never too late to sing. In fact, I love to sing.
And we were talking about during COVID and everything, and you know, the change that people have experienced, whether it be good or bad,
mm-hmm.
has brought people into a sense of kind of, I guess, their own personal reality about themselves. You've had to kind of really sit back and look at yourself in the mirror and... take a hard look at the things that have bothered you and the things that have hampered you over the years, and try to find a way to have peace with it and become a better person.
It's been like prison. It's been like sitting in prison for a while.
Anyways, I heard this jam the other night. I thought maybe we'd close with it. And it's kind of a similar story about coming back to the own realities within your life.
Right.
And the simplicities of it, celebrating it a little bit and reminiscing on it. And knowing that those are things that you should probably keep close to you and strive to do better. So here's...
We're not going to go right into it. I got to thank our sponsors before the end. But it is Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, we're going to close out with Gypsy.
Bill, you were reading up on this song, and it's a little bit about Stevie Nicks talks about. What's it about?
It's about just dealing with celebrity and fame, and you know what she used to have to deal with, you know, and her relationship with Lindsey Buckingham, about when they were first married and they had this. They just lived on a mattress.
Oh, they were more in love when they had a simpler life than when they had a more wealthy life.
Correct.
Yes. Right?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's a good message. And again, I want to thank our sponsors for the program and our listeners for sticking around. McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yep.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Yep. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport and Tullamore Dew.
Yeah. And hey, you know what? If anybody forgets, if you're thinking about making a donation to that Christmas for a Cause and you can't remember the phone number that, you know, that we left for Rich Chubbs Pulfus, reach out to me on Facebook or anything like that, or the Hooli's Hooli, and we can pass along any of your information or donations to him as well.
Absolutely. If you've liked the show, you can go to HibernianRadio.org, or you can find us on iTunes if you search for Hooli's Hooli Show. Until next week, be good. Bye.